Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Londoners, go home. I'm joining the Vietnamese on this. Yeah. Need to go. I'm sick of it. And we can prove it as to why we're sick of it as well. This is very close to home as well. This the main thing I'm going to talk about is people moving into Wiltshire. So we'll start off just by talking about the fact that the census data proves Britain is not a nation of immigrants, which is your article.
This has been imposed upon us.
But the thumbnail there being, of course, centre of London, and very aptly, because the effects are London, almost exclusively. It's actually kind of amazing the how central those effects have been. Of course, it is quite a few other cities across the country that have now fallen.
Yep.
But London being the main one. And, well, a lot of people living there are like, why do I live here? Which is a good question. But I don't want to answer that question because I need you to stay there.
You live there for your crimes against God.
Yeah. It's a punishment.
Yeah.
Because if we go to this article, it's annoying. It's from the Financial Times. Talking about people who are fleeing.
Oh, look, a lovely area of England that hasn't been infected by London.
Well, it just is.
You know what the average Londoner's thinking? That means more diversity.
Pure coincidence that the, I think, so the dichotomy of the world is that we need mass immigration because it brings us culture and types of food. Now, the lack of types of food here make it literally unlivable, so nobody's moved there.
But presumably, I really want to live there.
For some reason, even though there's no types of food.
It looks beautiful and idyllic. There's not one single glass tower anywhere.
You know what's weird is in the average town in Wiltshire, you can't get sushi at the drop of a hat. It's a luxury item almost that you could get it nice and easy. People still want to move there for some reason.
I can't even explain it.
No. It's almost like there are more things in life than just, ooh, more kinds of food.
There are probably hate speech laws that prevent me from explaining this.
So they say in here, the title's amazing. Another country. How are home buyers who left London adjusting to rural life? Yeah, it really is another
true.
Country.
It's true. It's totally true. Go back home, London.
Go home! I'm being... not insincere.
Yeah.
On the banks of the River Kennet in northeast Wiltshire, Ramsbury is in many ways an archetypal English village.
I love the way this literally must feel like the Shire being in the eye of Sauron now.
Yeah. I also do love how whenever they describe parts of Wiltshire, they describe it as mundane, you know, archetypal, the thing you'd expect, and then go on to describe heaven. So, they say here, this average part of English Wiltshire, with a tangle of winding streets and a couple of country pubs in its centre, towards the outskirts of thatched cottages in a period home, giving the way to rolling farmlands and large detached properties on spacious plots, some housing plump ponies in smart-looking all-weather rugs.
That sounds amazing.
I know, but it's every time, right? Yeah. Whenever there's anything written on, they're always like, yes, this average part of Wiltshire that is heaven on earth. there is no crime.
It's not cool and exciting. The nightlife's terrible, blah, blah, blah. You know, takeaways? Yeah, but it is a wonderful place to live.
The crispest of air, the friendliest of people, in the least crime-ridden hellhole.
You know,
there are no drugs.
It needs about 100,000 Londoners. That's what it needs, to just be dumped in and really improve the place.
I love it as well. It's like, it's heaven on earth. I don't know why. Because there's no types of food.
Oh, God.
Anyway, you know the pub, what do they serve? English, one on the side, English.
They're going to ruin another place.
You know what I'm sick of? Sticky toffee pudding. It's the worst thing in the world.
It's nice.
Who likes that?
I like it.
You know what's weird? Every foreigner I bring to this country likes it. Such charms placed Ramsbury squarely in the sights of Londoners. I love that, like they're a horde.
Yeah, no, they're like they're an orc invasion.
The infected from Lephidit.
Actually, the armies of Mordor.
Seeking a move to the countryside in the wake of the first COVID lockdowns, the eye turned and placed itself on Ramsbury.
Poor old Ramsbury.
As the advent of home working made areas further from the capital seem more appealing, you know, not the crime or the smell or anything else that London...
Yeah.
boasts.
The taxes.
In the first 2 months of 2021, the number of home sales in Ramsbury and the surrounding villages was 44% higher than it was during the same period in 2020.
Oh, that's great, because all that does is completely deform the housing market for the locals. So if you're like 25, you've been saving up for the last 5 years since you started work, you're like, yeah, I'm going to get a deposit in the house.
It's really, really hard.
Yeah.
It's always been that way for the country.
And a bunch of Londoners are making it more difficult.
44% worse. Some lady decides to give us a quote. She says, had we turned up at a pigsty, I think I'd have said yes and moved in, she says. She's a Londoner, for context, who has come to the countryside and be like, I'd rather live in a literal pigsty than go back to that fucking city. Quote, the competition for homes was so intense and there were so few coming up. Instead of a pigsty, they found a period family house in the village. It has a large garage and a generous garden with space for a trampoline and a coveted play area for when it rains. Luxuries they could ill afford in London.
I love how she's like, I'm going to live like a human.
But the Uber service is terrible. The food, incomplete. Pakistani restaurants, not there for some reason.
But just, I love this. She's literally saying, look, I'm going to live not like a battery hen. Mm. I'm going to live like a human being. And it's going to be great. I mean,
but there will be no Kenyan butcher.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, trade-offs, I'm sure.
Maybe London can come to Ramsbury.
But the COVID-era surge in buying has pushed up prices. In February, the average asking price was £569,000 plus £600, according to Rightmove. That's the average home in this area now.
That is expensive, yeah.
Up 24% since the start of the pandemic.
Thank you, Londoners.
So, you know, mad prices need matter. And you could argue, this has always somewhat been the case. A friend of mine did argue this to me, and he made a convincing case of, well, 90s, 80s, it was the case that you would have kids and those kids would bugger off to London and they would go and make a load of money doing stuff in the city or whatever else. And then they'd settle down, have kids and move out in the countryside. And that had been something up until the 1990s when something happened. Mm. And now, I mean, on top of that happening in the 1990s, how is a person meant to buy a house for £569,000 as an average house in their ancestral homeland?
They'd better be very successful.
Yeah, I think that city work better go well.
Yeah.
So, a country move comes with challenges, however. The lack of Afghan food... No, that's not in there. As many who... Ironically, though, it's just one of those things every time I go to London, I try and find more and more obscure food because I'm like, well, if I'm going to have it, I'm going to... You know, if we're going to have diversity, let's do it. Mm-hmm. So, as many of those who moved out of the cities in the past few years can now attest, one problem is growing pressure on employees in some sectors to return to the office. Suck it, you losers. I hate you, Londoners.
Tighten the lash. Drag them back to the desk.
You're going to have to forgive me, but for someone who, raised in Wiltshire and likes it, I am very, very bitter. So, before the pandemic, the Kendalls were planning a move for the Berkshire towns of Maidenhead or Twyford, where Theresa May lives, which for some reason gets special treatment, which takes about half the time to reach central London as Ramsbury, marking it as an easier commute for Nick, who works in venture capital. Oh yeah, the creme de la creme. Who doesn't love venture capitalists? The best people in society, really.
I hope my neighbour's a venture capitalist, is what the average Ramsbury resident says. Yeah,
I hope he turns up the rent in my community 25%. The couple looked further afield because he anticipated he'd need a day or two per week in the office. Hate you. Recently, he paid £185 for a taxi back to London following disruptions from the rail strike.
Sorry, he can afford it. He's a venture capitalist.
Oh, my heart goes out. The costs accumulate, he says. Even with the taxis, a physical return on the rail is about £70 from nearby Hungerford. Yeah, I could agree with you. Solidarity against the trains, my brother. That's true. He does too few journeys to justify discounts available from the season ticket.
Which are not very good.
No, they're not. But God, imagine if you actually went into the office instead of doing 2 days a week. And even then he's like, oh God, what the pain. And the combined effect is I'm seeing the kids less and there's more stress on my wife. I'll be honest, in any other time I'd have sympathy for my friend. But for what has done to become to this country and where I am in the chain, my position is take your family and go home. I don't want you messing up the neighborhood some more with your rent changes. Nick and Vicky make some money off the back of avoiding London's eye-watering childcare costs, however. One of the London nurseries Vicky favoured for her eldest daughter before the move required a £1,500 deposit. For one kid, that's the deposit. Great. I don't know what, like, you're going to key the kid or something.
Yeah, who knows? Jesus. That's a lot of money.
Refundable only if the child stayed for the full 3 years. Right? Fees in Ramsbury are a fraction of that in London.
Yeah.
Wonder why. And the ones who live in Ramsbury who are now raising their kids are having to compete with you because you and your family moved out.
Look at that picture as well.
Yeah.
God, that just looks beautiful, doesn't it?
I don't know. Where would you find Pakistani sweets at 3 o'clock in the morning in that town?
Good point.
Utterly unlivable. The move brought, you know, I'm saying that, but actually in Reading, that is one of the perks. That's my point. Like, I know the difference, and I know that it's not worth living in the goddamn cities. So, the move brought over anticipated challenges for Vicky. Now, if a child falls and bashes her head, I have to get them both strapped into the car, and it's a 25-minute drive to the hospital in Swindon.
That's why. It's Londoners pushing up our waiting times.
Yeah. Our hospitals, our rents, our, house prices. Oh, look at
in London, you just bundle them into a taxi. I feel much more vulnerable.
Do
go home then.
Go home. Go home. Go home. Go home. Go home. Leave. Leave my town. You know that quote about who was it from? That people are most conservative about the thing they know.
Conquest second or third.
Yeah, it's funny how xenophobic one becomes when it is literally your street.
Yes,
the closer it is to your actual.
This
home.
Is why I'm not being judgmental about Anna Kasparian.
No,
at this point, it's like no, she's right.
Since the start of the pandemic, she has noticed that mothers congregate outside more after drop off and chat and go for coffee. She says she's not used to that.
No, it sounds like hell to her.
What she's used to is the mothers go, all right, get him. I got to go to work. Right.
Yeah. And
so
that's
her husband's
exactly
at work too. We're both working. What can we do? We can pay the rent.
Yeah.
So she says they also, last summer, the local pub, The Bell, renovated its cafe to cater to the new demand of mothers. It used to be very much the Grey Pound. Now we're seeing a lot of mothers during the day, with and without their children, according to James Graham, the pub's general manager. Now, I'm not too mad about that, but if they start doing city things in those pubs, such as Drag Queen Story, I'm going to get mad, for sure. Mm. But the increase in remote workers from London brings other challenges. Yes, they're shopping in our local shops, but they're not working locally. They're all driving up the house prices. So those who can't, those who could now can't live here, says Broad.
So local workers being priced out by London remote workers.
Yeah. I remember we covered a story about how a bunch of Californians kept moving to Mexico City because, of course, they could work remotely.
Yeah.
And they could argue that this was racist against the Mexicans and Yankee go home. Same thing.
Racist against the Shire folk.
Because
city folk go home.
And they might have been able to be like, well, that's not really true. But London is so foreign at this point. I'm tolerating it.
Yeah.
People moving out of London, but working in London jobs is not good for the local economy, says Bod. Average rents in Wiltshire for a two-bedroom home have increased from £750 per month in 2019 to £920 now. So take-home pay should be £2,800 for that to be a third, the recommended amount for renting.
God.
So thanks, London. If I didn't have reason enough to... For some reason, however, a pandemic, I love that phrase gets used so often. For some reason, a pandemic era move from London has delivered all that was hoped for. A year ago, Sam, who declined to give his surname, and his boyfriend moved from London to the edge of Salisbury, a small cathedral city in the southeast of Wiltshire.
I love how they have to explain what Salisbury is.
Yeah. Again, this average place, cathedral city, peace. They literally say peace and friendliness.
I mean, it's literally a beautiful, peaceful place.
I love that idea, though. It's like, what do you have? Peace. There's no warring tribes.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. I'm from London.
With the isolation, living in a deep countryside, he says. Too long didn't read, as Sam's having a great time not inhaling smog.
He's rambling through the wilderness.
Yeah. Meanwhile, should we check in on what London has to offer us city folk? Sorry, country folk who are no longer being able to... Well, live in the country and are becoming city folk.
You remember last time we had to go to London? I was just sat there fuming about it.
You were kind of insufferable.
Well, I was just angry about being in London. Yeah, it's gross and ugly.
I mean, I sat there. I never said you were wrong. I just said, could you tone it down? Because
no, I hate hearing us. It just made my mood very black, you know? Like, I was just...
Look at that picture. Look at that.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yes.
When I was... Oh, the last time as well, when I was getting the train back, I was just watching, like, coming out of the grey hellscape that is London into the beautiful green countryside of Wiltshire.
Well.
Sorry, I'm not. It was beautiful.
Are you trying to sell us on green, boring? I'm going to sell you on London. I'm going to be the estate agent over here. It's going to redrive the prices. Yeah. Well, let's go to London. Look at it. Let's have a look. Look how great that is. They're all patriotic.
Yeah, okay. What century was this?
One of them.
So, not the one we're living in.
Well, okay, right. I'll use contemporary pieces if it makes you feel... Okay, this next image we can see. Vibrant, exciting. There's always something going on in neighbourhoods to talk about.
Yeah, that was an attempt from an African immigrant to behead a police officer.
Hey, look, when's that going to happen in Salisbury?
It's only in Hackney.
Increasing
Diane Abbott's right, isn't it?
But we'll get to the next one because the average London day might be that, but there's another average London day, which, you know, look at all the meme fun you could have with your friends about how you were being stabbed to death.
I mean, that meme wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for London.
My college roommate actually was living in London, and he did constantly tell me there was a guy stabbed literally outside his house where he used to walk, go to school. Yeah. And that was like a year before Hamem. And then I went and visited him, and there's reasons why. Maybe the next one, though. We can also check out the average cultural malaise. Look, the whole world's culture is in London.
Don't you feel enriched?
Yeah. Look, we have the Islamic world in London. This lady here, shouting Allahu Akbar as she stops a bus for some reason. Okay. Don't usually see that in Amesbury.
No.
No. You go to Durrington. No, none of that.
I'm just...
Tisworth, no.
Peace and friendliness of Salisbury.
Yeah. Go to Westbury. No Allah Akbaring screaming people.
But, I mean, this person is clearly someone with mental issues.
Yeah.
I look at them.
But they live in a city, so...
Of course they are.
Can you blame them? Yeah. We got the next one here. We also have phones. Just a lot of phones are being stolen. Every 6 minutes, a phone is stolen in London now. For some reason, ignore the second graph. Go to the next one, because we all want to look at the locals. Yeah, look, you could be sharing your apartment hive with these people. Aren't they great?
They look like boog enthusiasts.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. There is a massive difference between the types of human beings and the boog enthusiasts. My least favourite.
He's there. He's got his crickets, like cricket flour dusted over his smashed avocados.
Yeah. You see these two people actually tried to break in, I think it was a natural history museum. They tried to glue themselves to the bones of the skeleton of the dinosaur there and ruin it.
The Diplodocus?
Yeah.
I went and saw that when I was like 8 years old for the first time. It was magical.
What was really funny, the security staff, there's this black guy, and of course the imagery is just brilliant. These middle class white people were like, who's saving the world? The black guy
based.
Good job, my friend. We'll go to the next one here because there's also some other mad people who are like,
the abolition of the police, that'll really help the black community.
The London community. Yeah. So there's that. But we'll end it off with just there's no surprise about all of this. Yeah. I don't think I could sell you on London given your tweets. Are very much.
This is just a statement of fact judged from the last census.
Yeah, that is. Can we scroll down to see what the context might have been for where. The voting data.
Weird how that overlaps. That's the voting intention, Labour being in red.
And now scrolling back up.
Yeah, scroll back up quickly.
Ethnic makeup.
It's just really weird.
Anyway.
The English in London don't vote Labour.
If you would like to look at a property, I can set you up, Carl. if not...
You literally couldn't put a gun to my head and make me do it.
Well, then you're going to have to join me with the banners. we're gonna put them
build
up.
Build a wall around London. That's
The Reading train station. We've got to convince them stay in Reading.
Yeah.
Ye go no further.
Yeah.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast, The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium contents on the site, such as the symposium series, this episode on Nietzsche's Birth of Tragedy. If you'd like to find out what else has been put out, you can follow on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Moro Casino. Oh,
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.